AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. An Army officer is recommending no jail time for Sergeant Bo Bergdahl, Ed Donahue reports.
Bergdahl's attorney says Lieutenant Colonel Mark Vixer has decided the case should go to a military system much like the civilian courts that handle misdemeanor charges, which would limit the maximum punishment to reduction of rank, a bad conduct discharge, and a short jail term. He may not serve any jail time at all. Bergdahl left his post in Afghanistan in 2009 and was captured by the Taliban. His commanding officer said the search put soldiers in danger. Last year, Bergdahl was exchanged for five Taliban commanders. No timeline has been given on a decision. I'm Ed Donahue.
Parts of South Carolina are trying to recover from the current flooding. Craig Simonton of the amphibious vehicle maker Hydrotech says his company is helping the Federal Emergency Management Agency with flood rescue and relief.
You're able to evacuate people from their houses that have been displaced or under distress. We can bring supplies in and out. We can also bring FEMA crews in here to do inspections on homes to see what type of damage has happened in the flooded area.
President Obama is offering condolences to Turkey's president following a bombing in the capital that killed more than 90 people. The White House says Obama phoned the Turkish leader to offer sympathy for those killed and the more than 200 people injured in today's explosion at a peace rally in Ankara. Today in Washington, several speakers recall the 1995 Million Man March in the National Mall. Sabrina Fulton, mother of the late Trayvon Martin, said the march and the group needed to refocus its efforts. Thousands of African Americans from across the country marked the 20th anniversary of the original event. This is AP Radio News. An Arkansas judge has ruled that several death row inmates can have a hearing on their challenge to a new law that allows the state to withhold any information that could publicly identify the makers or sellers of its execution drugs. AP correspondent Claudia Lauer has more.
The judge's order delays these eight executions for now in order for them to present their legal challenge to the state's secrecy law and to the protocol, the three-drug protocol used in the executions.
Meanwhile, in Ohio, the AP's Julie Carr Smythe tells us that state officials there don't believe the federal government is correct about whether the state can get execution drugs overseas.
Ohio has sent a letter to the Food and Drug Administration questioning whether they can indeed legally reach overseas to get the drug they need to use in their execution.
The state wants to move forward with scheduling executions. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.